kisses. Ooh, ah, ah, mm. Ah, ah. Born from the need to feel connected to voices strong and uncollected. From island shores to distant lands, we reach across with open hands, lifting every voice higher. Stories told side by side, Pacific Hawaii, on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica, from the heart of the industry to your home and family, with new tech and legacy, we share our destiny. Lifting every voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica Wire. Cry and we cheer, though miles apart, we're always near the same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style, lifting every voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online, tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica Wire. Feel the fire, Pacifica Wire. We're all on the line. Make this your time. Voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online, tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire, Pacifica
Yes, it's Pacifica Wire. I hope you're having a lovely Saturday afternoon. We'll be with you for the next hour, as soon as Gladys gets here. we'll have our PW News catch-up for you. Let's kick off with some music from Jamawa Jam. It's Fatuna Toto.
Thank you.
Unmistakable Brother Love with the Blue Highway. I think it's a cover of another song. Greatly done, though. Love the key change in the middle.
I know, he's like an OG of Pacific music, Cook Island music. Mm-hmm. Brother Love. I hope your Saturday's going well.
It's going well for me.
It is? Mm. Is it because it's the last weekend of March?
Could be, yes. Well, no, that's never a good thing, is
no,
it?
No, it's not, because so, time is...
keeps slipping into the future.
Oh, that's a song. Nice try. Do hope your Saturday's going well. Thank you so much for joining us here on Pacifica Wire.
Yep. If you want to check out the stuff we do, go to www.pacificawire.com for podcasts and our PW News Catch-Up, which we'll be playing very shortly.
coming up for you very soon. We'll also just go through what's been happening out there in our wider community, so make sure you stay tuned for that and lots more. In the meantime, there's music from nowhere.
The Rock.
Like Danny Highlanders.
Kailo e awe tonu ko e kakano fe Tohi atu au ki a ko e kaena kai tau I mai Ka ku ole atu no ani poke pepe la Loto he pano a koe Nā kailo e awe tonu koe kakano fe Toi atu au ki a koe kae nā kai tau I mai Ka ku ole atu noa ni poke pepe la Que pisi la cau pa tuela Tua ue a tu elongona e tauta la kia koe Ofo a kuloto e ma pisi la I e ho manatu Sei sei ni ke ma viko he pakatu te Moko e loto hakoa nā kai whakamoli E mawehe angane tau se tau a kapo A mamana ki e tau mamatua Ke whakamoli e whekau kai maseni kaha
Welcome to PW News Catch-Up. Dunedin comes alive this Saturday, March 28th, for the annual Moana Nui Festival at the Forsyth Bar Stadium. Thousands are expected to enjoy colour, community spirit and powerful performances. The event is organised by Pacific Trust Otago. Chief Executive Whanimo Elisara To'o says Moana Nui was more than a festival. It was a space where identity was strengthened, cultures were proudly shared, and generations stood side by side. This year's theme is weaving the generations together, drawn from a Niuean proverb, when elders are wise, the generations that follow will prosper. Members of the University of Otago Pacific faculty were in Tonga recently, where Grant Robinson, the Otago University Vice-Chancellor, led a delegation who met with the Prime Minister of Tonga alongside his cabinet and site visits at various ministries. The three-day trip included the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with the Sia Atotai Theological College and the Tonga National University. Tuvalu Prime Minister Feleti Teo was in Auckland this week for his first official visit to New Zealand. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon met with Prime Minister Teo and discussed climate and economic priorities, social and governance issues, and Pacific regionalism, including Tuvalu's hosting of a pre-COP31 leaders event in October. New Zealand will contribute further funding supporting Tuvalu's fisheries support program. And contemporary artist Christopher Ulutupu's latest work is being displayed at the Suta Art Gallery in Nelson. Multiples, the major exhibition by Christopher, brings together a constellation of photographic and moving image works across the gallery. Ulutupu, who's of Samoa, Niuean and German heritage, explores identity and his work in multiples, invites audiences to reflect on identity as something ever-shifting and relational, formed through family, culture, imagination and connection. Multiples is now open at the Suta Art Gallery and runs until the 19th of July. That's your PW News Catch-Up. Thanks for listening. Emanuia.
On the outside, looking back in, wondering where I am and what lay to this. Here we go. I trust the plan, using my discernment. Nothing so grand, just hang with the band. Yeah, could have been great if the time was right. The music we made. Given half a chance, we take them on for miles. Ooh, yeah. Find the right crowd, work on our appeal, play our stuff out loud, dream of the record deal. Yeah. Could have been great if the time was right. The music we made.
Ole Tawalunga, Ole Afai Uma, Ole Tawalunga,
Ole Maluka, Ole Maluka, Ole Maluka,
Ole Ole Maluka, Ole Maluka, Ole Maluka,
on a Saturday afternoon. Do hope you are enjoying your day. The sun is shining. That weather a few days ago.
Yep, another storm, hopefully not on the way.
Yeah, and thinking of course, people up Northland and, yeah.
Quite a serious weather event.
Majorly.
Start of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know why I turned off my mic. Sorry about that.
That's interesting.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Maybe it's because it's the last week of March, weekend of March.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Gearing up for,
winter.
Winter is upon us, is it?
Wow.
And cyclone season is wrapping up. This is usually...
You'd think so, but there's one forming at the moment by the Solomons heading past Fiji.
Oh, okay.
They're keeping an eye on that to see whether it develops.
Indeed. Changing and pivoting to what's developing. Now, many of you would have heard of the Pacifica Rugby Hall of Fame. Now, that kicked off, I think, in 2024. Mm. And the idea is to support and basically celebrate and uplift our former Pacifica rugby players, league players, I understand. Also, I'm showing... How ignorant I am. What's that game in the States? NFL?
The one with the ball? American
that one.
American football.
Yes, so I think it's about, you know, celebrating our past, present and future players. And they had their illustrious award over the just this week past. And every year they celebrate inductees. And the class of 2026 is extremely impressive. Now, please bear with me as I try and get through all these wonderful sports peoples and their names.
Mm-hmm. This is Pacifica Hof Hall of Fame.
Pacifica Hall of Fame. So the first inductee of the class of 2026 goes to Lua Manuvau, Mulyangatele, Nua Folau, Alai Salate Mawata Bekalich Leavasa. She has been inducted. Congratulations. Also to Numata DJ Forbes. He has been inducted there as well. Feau Vunipola, Lilo Mayava Ailupatia Taufusi Salesa, Pio Bosco Tikoi Suva, Mayava Tele Kevin Mialamu, and posthumous, is that how I say it correctly? The late, great, former All Black, Jerry Collins, former All Black there, Kiwamia Lamo as well, and also Kiwis Sevens legend, DJ Forbes, and Manusina, excuse me, player Lua Manuvau. So,
congratulations to all.
Yeah, very impressive indeed. So that happened over just the past week. And yeah, it's seven legends there all came out to shine.
With Michael Jones, of course.
Yes, yes. I think it's the Sir Michael Jones Foundation is one of the sponsors there. So, and yeah, so it's great to see. Great to see, and we
good to be honoured.
Yeah,
certainly make up a backbone of great Kiwi rugby and league, and as you say, overseas as well.
Oh, totally. It's huge. So, congratulations again.
Well done.
Yeah. Let's get back into some music, although I don't know if I want to risk it with that one.
Okay, play something else then.
Yeah, we'll try it, eh? Shall we?
Okay.
It's Vanya Tolua, Siva Seki Mai.
Solo low, I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you.
mala kua Sek yala usiva e peye fai ma fe fofua Kasi lua konu koma sui sau rau rau Fa lima ongo lava vai sau fakau Ele lei yala usiva au laiki siva ma fangafanga Ai se ule meo lo ke imairunga o toa e makalakanga O filo e makalakala Fasi koka ngaka e ka diefo ma ya oe fai mai o ngala e kongau kala Anga e siva e peye ufili Sek yala ufika lango e fe el fe el sifi Ia o solo no wika Pese fa fie fie ai oe au e kausami E seki a pole si a fie vini o ya mami
Mano ma se silva e lele yolo na faina Pese ma si ma ma se ngi o ni saina Ai e se mango ma se funu vai aisa Mano ma se silva e lele yolo na faina Mano ma se lue mule au honu sina Sepe ma se solo lo wafu I se si Ue puli ma le povi e le si aina Sepa ya lele ma lo utina Siva ele leyo na faina Vese masima mase Ni saina Leye se mango mase fungu vai aisa Vese siva ele leyo na faina Vese lue mule au hulu sina Sube mase solo lo wafu isi si uwe Uli mule povi ele si aina Siva ya lele malo utina aina Vese siva ele leyo na faina Vese masima mase ni saina Se mango me se fungu vai aisa Ako me se siva helele yolo na faina Ako me se lue mule au hulu sina Sube me se solo lo wafu isi sina We puti mule povi ya le si aina Siva ya lele ima lo utina Ako me se siva helele yolo na faina Besi masima me se ngi hundi saina Leye se mango me se fungu vai aisa
Oh
Planet FM 104.6. We got a bit carried away there having our own conversation, and then I forgot to turn on the mics again. That is Vika and Linda, based in Australia. And I think of Tongan heritage, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's an oldie but a goodie, House of Love. You would have heard BW News Catch Up. Lots are still happening in the
festival space.
Festival space. And as we speak, down in the deep south of Dunedin in Otago is the annual
Moana Nui.
Yeah. Hope it's going well. And by the looks of it, what I've seen online and people posting, it looks like a fabulous, fabulous day. It all kicked off at 10 o'clock this morning. And I think it wraps up very soon, in half an hour, but it looks like it's been a great day. And so congratulations. And I think there's more festivals to come throughout the year, but yeah, it's been a busy time. And especially for those who want to get a taste of Pasifika food, a bit of our culture, our language on display, our arts and crafts.
Yeah, great to see
Sport for Choice
festivals popping up all over the country.
Yeah, it's cool, eh?
Yeah,
it's really good, and no one misses out. You know, there's something for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, also, we talked about the Tuvalu, what's going on there.
Yes, the Prime Minister, Feliti Teo, made his first official visit to New Zealand with his delegation, met with New Zealand's Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon. I think they talked a lot about what the two countries have.
In
common.
Is it a realm country?
No,
I don't think it is.
No, not a realm country. Yeah. And they talked about the enduring partnership between the two countries.
Yeah.
Also, I believe New Zealand is giving support in terms of Tuvaluan fisheries, and we all know about climate change. Tuvalu have been huge.
And they're hosting the a gathering before the COP. 31, I think.
Yeah, in Tuvalu.
It'll be big for Tuvalu.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've been on the global stage advocating for this for so long, so it's only right that it's there. They have had discussions there. I think they had the Pacific Island Leaders Forum in Tuvalu, so yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
And of course, the University of Otago doing the rounds in Tonga.
Yeah, that was good to see too.
The Pacific Studies, I think, Department, University of October.
Nice. But University of October.
October, yeah. Yeah, that's the name for Otago, isn't it?
Good save.
Yeah,
I like that, good save.
University of Otago. Grant Robertson, obviously, going along there, the Vice-Chancellor. So that was good, signing some MOUs with the university there and visiting all the government goings on in Tonga.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. And if you are an art connoisseur, you love going to galleries, I should say. I know. We're a bit tongue-twisty today. Is it because it's the last weekend, Gary?
It's just the weather.
Yeah, let's blame the weather.
Yeah.
Christopher Ulutupu, he's got his piece, is it Multiples, that is on display as we speak.
Studying identity.
Yeah, so Multiples is held at the, it's currently at the Suta Art Gallery in Nelson.
3rd of July.
Yeah, so you've got plenty of time if you're heading down to, is it down? Nelson?
Down to Nelson. Yes.
Down to Nelson.
Sunny Nelson.
So if you're in Nelson at any stage, please go along. Check out
the Art Gallery.
Yeah, Christopher Ulutupu's latest work, Multiples.
Looks great.
Yeah, and like you said, it touches on identity, belonging.
Because he's multiple heritage himself.
Yes, Samoan, Nguyen, and German, I understand. Yeah. So, you know, very rich there. And his work, it's across of video and photography. And like we said, it explores identity, family narratives, popular culture, and imagined scenarios. So if you are at a Nelson Suta Gallery, check it out. Let's get back into some more fantastic music. I think it's nice to hear a little bit from the late, great Fiji Vaikoso.
Of course, always.
Always. Simmer down a bit.
I know you're thinking about it. How to approach me? I don't really know.
Because I know that you have been hurt in the past, but the love we're building I know will last. Because you love me, girl, and I love you too. Wanna do the things that you want me to do. Count on me, you know I will come through. Because this love that we have is true.
Oh baby, from the first time I laid eyes on you, you're all the hard ways I know that you grew.
fa Faka mani mani he hala Peko tali he ba Pana pana he apo mino Ano nga si oloto ha ha Iyo he ko ena ni vi he Pilo sili ba
FM 104.6 with Spawn Breezy Whanau Lupe on a Saturday afternoon, the last weekend of March 2026.
Yes, we'll be heading into winter, I guess, or autumn.
Yes, and we do hope you have enjoyed your 1 hour with us.
Yeah.
We always enjoy it.
Ends too soon, doesn't it?
And as they say, all good things must come to an end, yes, so that's us for another week.
Yes, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, and like you said, where people can find us.
Yes, you can go onto our website.
Our content, I should say, sorry.
www.pacificawire.com sort of wraps everything together, but you can search on social media, Facebook and YouTube and X, LinkedIn, even if you want some company info. So, yeah, go out there and find us.
Check it out. And also make sure you stay tuned right here, Planet FM.
Yep.
Huge, diverse programs that are on, so check out their website as well.
Come start your own channel.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to do this, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Come along.
For sure.
Come along. But that is us. Thank you so much for your company. And we'll go out to a bit of voyage. Tahiti, Tahiti.
Tahiti. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Pacifica wire connecting our voices. Ooh, ah, 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 ah. Born from the need to feel connected to voices strong and uncollected. From island shores to distant lands, we reach across with open hands, lifting every voice higher. Stories told side by side, Pacifica wire on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica Wire. From the heart of the industry to your home and family, with new tech and legacy, we share our destiny. Lifting every voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica Wire. We cry and we cheer, though miles apart, we're always near the same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style. Lifting every voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica Wire. Feel the fire, Pacifica Wire. We're all on the line. Make this your time. Voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather,